podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Cricket Podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Cricket Podcast for our IPL Team Preview Series Episode 2. On this episode we'll be talking about the Gujarat Titans and the Lucknow Super Giants, going through team strengths, weaknesses, what car we're going to compare them to, their probable playing 11 or possible playing 11, the Cricket Podcast playing 11, and making a couple of predictions about where we think they might end up in the table. As you may have noticed at the beginning of the previous episode, we did originally plan these to be 5-team episodes. However, things got a little bit out of hand, and so we've chopped up the content a little bit. There'll now be 4 preview episodes, 2 featuring 3 teams, 2 featuring 2 teams, each released every couple of days. However, if you want early access to the full set of team previews, you can sign up as a Patreon, patreon.com/thecricketpod, to do that. If you're not interested, no worries, just enjoy the shows. Hello everyone and welcome back to the Cricket Podcast for our IPL 2024 team preview of the Gujarat Titans. We've done 3 teams. We're on our 4th team. We're nearly at halfway. We're nearly at the end of part 1 if you're an audio listener. Remember, as I've said at the beginning of each of these team previews, to like and subscribe. And maybe head over to Twitter as well, at the Cricket Pod. We're 37 shy of 5,000 followers there, which would be good. It would be good to get to 5K before the IPL. Then we'd be a real big dog. We probably what we need to do is just tweet a couple of photos of Kohli training and be like, Kohli is fit and ready to go.
Completely unrelated news item. So inspiring. Look at his work ethic, and all of a sudden we've got thousands.
Yeah, Kohli turns up to training. Right, Gujarat Titans. They've had a captaincy change, and we talked about Mumbai and their new captain, because he used to be the old Gujarat captain. They now will be led by Shubman Gill, who had a pretty good season last year. But the coach stays the same, Ashish Nehra, still in charge there. It's kind of, I mean, at some point we're going to have to talk about Hardik Pandya being missing. Maybe not right away, but I want to go on record yet again and say that they've torpedoed themselves with that decision. Kit review. From what I can see, it's like Mumbai's kit. Except a lot darker, and that's it. That's all I've got there.
Is that why Hardik left? Doesn't like navy?
I think I wondered whether Gujarat were trying to design a kit that looked like Mumbai's kit to trick Hardik into staying. But I don't know, got the colours slightly off. They do look very similar. Strengths-wise, let's start with some strengths, as we have with all the previews. And with Gujarat, it's a little bit difficult to analyse what it will be, because I think the fact that Hardik doesn't play for them anymore and the fact that Mohammad Shami is ruled out for the entire IPL probably change where the obvious strengths of this team are quite significantly. So last year they were extremely good in the power play with the ball, thanks to Mohammad Shami, and they were pretty good at the death, thanks in part to Mohammad Shami. And they were very good at the death when it came to batting. Now, that wasn't really anything to do with Hardik Pandya, but what Hardik Pandya was able to do, along with Shubman Gill, was set up some pretty decent foundations for people to go ballistic. Now, we don't know whether they'll be able to replace those foundations, so I'm not sure I can say that they'll be able to do the same again. But if you do look at that middle order, and we'll focus on this because I think this is the strength that really leaps off the page straight away, it is pretty good. And I think that's one strength. The other two obvious strengths, and people probably thought I would lead with these, are that they have Rashid Khan and
Vijay Shankar.
And Vijay Shankar, yes. Yeah. No, and Shubman Gill. So they have, you know, potentially the best bowler in the tournament. I mean, like Bumrah and Rashid Khan probably quite close when you look at them side by side. And they have the guy who was, you know, unstoppable last year in Shubman Gill. Now, will he repeat that? It's probably unlikely he'll be as good, but if he's, you know, somewhat as good, it would be, it's a major, major strength. And the other strength that I'd point to is that, And this is a little bit more esoteric. And I did spend a lot of time on Gujarat. We actually had to delay the whole podcast because I was doing Gujarat Titans research. I think this is a team that have a whole load of above average players. Now, they might not be like huge names and they might not be like absolute megastars. And some of them might actually be quite boring players, but I think almost all of the players that they could conceivably get in an 11, and even guys who probably won't be in the 11, so Robin Mintz, Abhinav Manohar, Sai Kishore, Matt Wade, Omar Zai, the Afghan guy they picked up, all of those guys could probably come in and actually do an above average job for the role that they were doing. So they're kind of the anti-Mumbai in a way. They've spread their talent pretty thin with like a Rashid Khan and Shubman Gill, pair of cherries on the top of the Gujarat cake. So that's kind of what I was thinking with them. Now, weaknesses wise, I think they're going to lose a lot with Mohammad Shami in particular being out after he took 24 wickets for them last year. He was absolutely awesome and was probably worth like two players when it came to his performance, so particularly because he was so good in the power play, but not like, you know, in a sort of slightly dissimilar fashion to the rest of his career, was actually really, really good at the death as well. And that kind of dual threat caused them a lot of problems, caused other teams rather a lot of problems. Other couple of weaknesses that you might want to point to here: Ridham and Saha is 107 years old and probably will still be opening the batting for them in the kind of power play exploiter role that it doesn't appear he's necessarily capable of pulling off anymore. And if you're looking at one specific area where their strength in depth is a little bit weaker, batting probably is it, and particularly overseas batting, where Kane Williamson and Matt Wade, who I don't think will start, but might be required if they need to make a change later in the tournament. So
Wade's missing the opening game, isn't he? He's staying to play in the Sheffield Shield final. So
there you go. You've got one thing there. The other weakness, and this is maybe a harsh weakness, is that, you know, like Mohit Sharma was really, really good last year, and I'm not sure that he'll be as good this year. Like it would be quite a bolt from the blue. Car wise, I've gone for a Volkswagen Polo. Pretty dependable.
My car.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, pretty dependable. A decent car, Max, as you'll be able to testify. However, they're not as good as a Golf. And this team, it used to be a VW Golf and now it's been downgraded to a VW Polo, I would say. Quite a difficult one to analyze, Ross, I would say. And I've tried to pull out the key themes there. Decent but flat team profile in terms of talent.
Yeah, but well, they've lost two of their best five players, right? That's the crux of it. Any team is going to be worse off for that. Is Sharad Khan going to be able to replace the runs that Hardik Pandya scored for them and play that role? No, I don't think it's based on all the evidence that is there. Who is ultimately going to pick up what kind of Shami? So, Max, I know you've seen a little bit of Spencer Johnson down at the Oval, watching your Oval Invincibles. Yeah. Josh Little kind of has been a decent player for them, but again, I think they might need to go with a slightly different tact. I think now they've got a different set of cards. They're going to have to change what they were good at. I think actually they should be looking to play someone like Sai Kishore more. I think they need to become more of a spin-heavy team and rely on that strength rather than actually try to address the weakness that they now have in Shami. So I'm expecting to see a shift in their game strategy in order to give them the best chance of winning. But it's going to be pretty dogged at times. But they've got the explosiveness of someone like David Wheeler and Tawatia, so you can never truly write them off. But surely at some point, the clutch that is Gujarat Titans kind of falls out. So it's going to be tough for them.
Max, I don't know, what do you think? Like, I struggle to place how good this team are, because it's quite, they're a little bit conceptual. Ross, as you say, they've lost two of their best five players. How's the team going to play? Even if you think the replacement players are actually quite good, how does that actually look on the field and with a new captain? That's the question.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what Ross is saying in general about having to think about a new way of playing, because it's
yeah, if you lose two key parts of what made you successful, you have to think about how you react to that and how you get around it. Gujarat are silly though, because like we made the joke in the past, don't we? Like you look at the side and you think, like, yeah, they're fine, they're serviceable. How many games do you think they're going to win this year? You put a number on it and then you double it, because for some reason they just win games from ridiculous positions, whether it's Tuati or Rashid Khan or whatever, like helicoptering 60 off 20. It just happens. Whether that still happens without Shami and Pandya is questionable, but they're just, I don't know, there's just something about them. I actually wouldn't be surprised if we see Robin Mintz playing. I reckon Ridhwan Saha will start. I reckon he'll play three games, be absolutely turgid, and they'll bring him in and do something else. Maybe open with Sisa Darsan, mix things up. Maybe even Kane Williamson open
the
batting.
Sisa Darsan's a good player. He's a good player.
Yeah, something like that. But I can definitely see a change there, because I think Ridhwan Saha possibly had the worst strike rate of anyone who faced any number of balls in the power play last year. And when you're losing something from your middle order like Hardik Pandya, that's not a great way to start your game of cricket. So I'd be interested to see whether that happens. And I think that should happen. I am surprised they didn't play Sykeshore at all last year.
No, not at all.
His economy is off the charts as a bowler. And again, like without Mohammad Shami in the wickets that brings, maybe they need to think a bit more about pressure and drying up and other ways of taking wickets.
That part so there, Max.
They're a real interesting one.
I think that's that part. I think they are one of those teams who's going to look to say, look, our ceiling is probably 175, right? But we're going to try and squeeze kind of what they've got. There's going to be other teams that will just blitz through them. But this team have got a plan of bowl first, try to strangle as much as possible, and then unleash the beast in the middle order. Because kind of having Miller, Tuatcha, and Rashid Khan is kind of that 5-6-7 or 6-7-8 is going to be very, very good, I think, for them still. So there's definitely ways for these guys to win cricket games. And someone, Umesh Yadav, maybe does step up again. He had that purple patch when he played for KKR, and maybe can fill a bit of a hole.
I think they will play quite a lot of different 11s, but I'm going to give you one anyway. So I think the strength and depth being something that really is a strength for them means that they can be adaptive. Umesh Yadav, for example, Ross, isn't in my 11 here, but there are certainly grounds where I think that Umesh Yadav would be a reasonably good selection. I think it will start something like this. Shubman Gill, Ridhwan Saha, Sai Sudarsan, Vijay Shankar, he's in. David Miller, Sharuk Khan, Rahul Tawatia, Rashid Khan, Spencer Johnson, Mohit Sharma, and Noor Ahmed. I was wondering whether they might use, I think that lineup basically uses an overseas impact player situation with Josh Little and Omazai and Williamson maybe as somebody that could come in. But Max, I'm glad you mentioned Robin Mintz again as well. I think if you don't know who he is, he's a wicketkeeper who MS Dhoni is a big fan of. So obviously he's got the magic touch. I'm not sure he's played a proper cricket match. I mean, like, obviously he has, but nothing good enough to get onto ESPN Cricket Info. So this is like the real cricket hipster selection by Gujarat, 3.2 crore. He's 21. He'll bat in the middle order if he plays. And if that happens, they can kind of reformulate their team. So they could bin off Ridhwan Saha, move Sudarsan up, and then maybe extend that kind of bomb squad in their middle order even further through the addition of Mintz. Now, there's a little bit of a spanner in the works there, because he was in a motorbike accident last week and has been in hospital. So, apparently he's fine. It's just like a bruised knee and some stuff like that. But, like, you don't know. You know, people don't necessarily bounce back from having their superbike written off for the tournament in 6 days' time. Like, it's
Rishabh Pant's coming back.
Yeah, so I like.
I think they definitely play Kane Williamson. I think they can't help themselves.
Okay.
I think they definitely play him. I think the whole thing here is, can we bat out the 20 overs? I think that their game plan goes from being quite exciting squad to being quite turgid.
But they already have Gill and Sudarsan, so there's no reason to have Williamson there, and they have Vijay Shankar as well. Like, there's no Williamson is adding nothing on any of those players.
They started him last year, and he only didn't play because he
wrecked his ankle on a boundary.
It was knee.
No, I look, knee, yeah. I know that you're both saying facts, but I'm saying No, I know that they did do this. But I'm saying as well that Kane Williamson is like heroically bad at T20 cricket. His strike rate in major T20 comps in the last 3 years is 102.8.
How many games are they going to play this year in total? 14. If they got to the final, how many games do you play?
15 or 16 or 17, actually, because you can't.
Well, here's a good go. Over or under 9 appearances for Kane Williamson?
Under.
I'm over. I'm definitely over.
Okay. Well, that can be 9 exactly.
That would be a huge downgrade, to be honest. And if they do that, I don't think that they can realistically threaten the playoffs. Home venue is the Ahmedabad Boys Dome, also known as the Modi Dome. It's quite hard to predict what will happen there because they seem to be able to produce like every different type of pitch. So maybe they will go heavy on the spin. I mean, like Sai Kishore as well, quite absent from this discussion so far, but everyone says that he is, and all of the numbers make him look like one of the best spin prospects who is Indian. Like certainly better than some of the players that will be playing for other teams. But he's kind of blocked by Rashid Khan and maybe also blocked by Noor Ahmed, to be honest. So we don't know whether we'll see him. But maybe they will. Maybe they'll go spin heavy, play 3 spinners, including Sai Kishore, use him as the impact sub, and we'll see some sort of low turning pitches and Kane Williamson getting 50s or 45 balls in match winning innings.
They've got players to do it. They've got players for that. They've got players, especially at home.
They're going to 2004 Greece the IPL.
They could. I mean, like, look, that is a possibility, right? Or they won't, and hopefully they don't. Predictions wise, you'll probably be able to tell from what I've said about them so far. I don't really know. I've got them in the playoff chasing pack, but I kind of wouldn't be surprised if they were much better than that and actually really good. And I equally wouldn't be super like blown off my chair if they did play an abysmal team and were rubbish. Like we've seen Kane Williamson and Rashid Khan team up for some pretty tragic cricket at another franchise in the past, haven't we? So it's not beyond the realms of possibility.
I like how they've navigated that situation. Rashid Khan, you're not getting the captaincy. Williamson, you're not getting it. Gill, you're having it.
Yeah. That's it from me. Should we take a break and come back with the last preview of this series or this episode, Lucknow Super Giants? We will, of course, we should say this as well. We will, of course, be back with RCB and CSK and the 3 other teams that aren't as attractive as them when it comes to hooking in listeners, but do include KKR, who sometimes are. So that's coming up. Make sure you like and subscribe to the Cricket Podcast so that you don't miss out on all of that action. There'll be individual videos on YouTube or in one big block if you listen on Spotify or Apple. Break time. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Cricket Podcast for the end of part one of our IPL preview series before we go on to part two, as I just said. We're going to talk about the Lucknow Super Giants now. I have their shirt, but I am not wearing it, which is very silly of me. So I'm going to pass over to Ross for messages for the listeners and to start introducing the team while I get changed.
Absolutely. So you should sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/cricketpod. Jack's doing his OnlyFans impression, and you can sign up his OnlyFans account, no doubt, very, very shortly. Look at him getting his body out for you there. But the IPL is our best time of the year. We are, without doubt, the best podcast who covers the IPL. So you know what? Sign up and enjoy it. And Jack's finally in the kind of the fish, as we've got the fish skin, yep. Which is the it's an awful kit, isn't it? It's truly, truly awful. I don't know. It must be like there's quite a few people who are colorblind in the world. It must be done by a person who's colorblind. That must be it.
Yeah, I designed it. I designed it. It was me.
What color do you think it is, Max?
Oh, I don't know. Some sort of grim kind of green and grey nonsense.
Yeah, well, no, less white colour. That is what it is.
Yeah, not too mad. Anyway, let's go with the team. So they are captained by none other than our favourite cricketer, King Legend, who is KL Rahul for the uninitiated. Strengths and weaknesses. They have plenty of options with the bat. Solid opener options, Quinton de Kock, KL, new pickup, Devdutt Padukal, and last year's surprise flash in the pan, Kyle Mayers. So that gives them a little bit of some different decent options at the top. And then a flexible middle order with, I think, some relatively decent firepower when it comes to kind of having Puran in there, having Stoinis as well. I think overall their squad's actually really quite rounded. It might not have kind of loads and loads of big names, but it's got enough. But because it's only decent, it kind of feels like decent is the ceiling for an awful lot of their squad, which actually prevents them from being a top tier side. But it also means they're always going to be competitive. This is kind of best expressed probably in their pace bowling, because you've got Khan, Mavi, Naveen Ulhaq, Shamar Joseph, who's been called up as a replacement for Mark Wood, David Willey and Yash Takur. All of these bowlers are decent. They are decent bowlers. But can you say that any of them are world class? I don't think you can. None of those bowlers are T20 killers, and that's what you need to win the IPL. And then the same goes for their spinners. I know they've got 700-year-old Amit Mishra. He doesn't really play for them, even though he's the leading wicket taker in IPL history or whatever he is. And then Ravi Bishnoi and Krunal, again, talented but not elite. Clear weaknesses. Oh, but he's not. I wouldn't say he's elite, though. If you know what I mean, he's fine. Like he's a 6-7 out of 10, and that's okay.
Okay,
whole squad is kind of like 6 or 7 out of 10s. Is how I'm kind of seeing it, with the odd KL and kind of Quinton de Kock. Weaknesses: they've got Deepak Hooda, lads.
That was the strengths, was it?
They're fine. That is literally like they're fine. The Quinton de Kock is their strength. King Legend is their strength. The rest is they are middle of the road is where they're at. But Hooda can't be any worse than last year, right? He had the worst IPL of all time, I think it's fair to say. And they also have to rely an awful lot on Krunal Pandya. Like, don't get me wrong, like the Pandya brothers, they're good cricketers. But if you have to rely on Pandya with the bat and the ball in every single game, I'm just, you're not a great cricket team, and they certainly don't have overs at the death. So lads, before we come in, the car, I think that they have a bit of flair about them because of the kit. They stand out just a little bit because of that, but they are an unglamorous all-rounder. And therefore, I think they're kind of a family-friendly kind of runaround. The one with three seats in the front, the Fiat Multipla. Do you remember that?
Whoa! I thought you were going to say Renault Espace.
No. Or like a Vauxhall Zafira or a Ford Galaxy or something.
But there's a little bit of je ne sais quoi in this team because of Quinton de Kock, and that's why they have three seats in the front. So, what do you think? Do you think I'm wrong on this, or that they? To me, they're boring, but they've got a couple of players in there who add just a little bit of spice that makes them competitive.
They're definitely boring.
Yeah.
They're one of the most boring teams. They've got quite a boring captain, I'm afraid. You know, IPL was a soap opera. King Legend being cast as one of the main characters, that was a big, big casting error, I would say. Guy can't act. Guy cannot act. And then they give him the world's most boring storyline as well, which is new franchise in have to play their cricket a terrible ground in terms of the cricket that's actually produced on an awful, awful wicket. So, yeah, turgid and boring are the words that come to mind. You're shorn of people like Mark Wood as well. They're just...
That's exciting.
We don't know if he's boring. We play like a handful of games. Well, we don't know if he's pretty boring as well.
That's true. Yeah. The thing, what I would say, I agree with you, Jack. I'm looking at LSG and I'm just like, there's nothing that excites me about it. It just depresses me as a team and a squad. But
I do think that part of that is because the last 2 years they have played on absolutely turgid wickets that have been dreadful and made for awful cricket. But they did relay it for the World Cup, didn't they? And it was better at the Akana Sports City Stadium, I think. Is that what it was called?
Yeah, great.
So it was markedly improved at the World Cup. We actually saw some people bat and score some runs. So it might be a lot better. Whether that helps them or not, I don't know. But it'll be interesting to see if they can actually perform on a slightly better pitch, because they've got, like you say, people like Quinton de Kock, who, you know, would benefit from being able to score runs.
Can I say a nice thing? A lot of love going to Quinton de Kock. I think he's fine. I think he's, you know, he's all right. I think if he wasn't left-handed, he would get the same treatment as King Legend does on this podcast.
Ooh, but really? Actually,
yeah, not... I think he's a little bit overrated. But let's not go off into the weeds too much. The player we should be talking about is Nicholas Pooran.
Yes,
actually is absolute fucking S tier, that guy. Yeah. Absolute S tier. That's the one. If there's a reason to watch his team, it's Nicholas Pooran.
Mm-hmm.
And Ross, all the points you make about them being sort of, you know, relatively capable and blah 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 blah, they're all true, but you did miss Nicholas Pooran, and he is really good, and I think he's, with the foundation that they've got, he's the kind of player that can, if he has another good season, elevate them just enough to get into the playoffs. So I don't think this is a bad
team. Inexplicably, you also missed Ashton Turner.
Ashton Turner.
Right, Max, get
him. He's not playing.
Yeah.
Let's be fair.
What are you talking about?
But this is the spoiler. So, you know, Pooran is a fantastic player. He's demonstrated that for them last season. I thought he was absolutely fantastic. But he also has the Pooran in him. He had the Sunrisers Hyderabad year, right? Oh, no, was it the Punjab Kings year when he had like 9? But, you know, there's always there. But he is fantastic. Stoinis, I still don't know if he's a good or bad player, Stoinis, but I really, really like him. Yeah, let's talk about what their 11 will be. I think it's going to be Quinton de Kock opening up. I think Devdutt Padukal opens up. I don't think you trade him in and then kind of come into the similar trap that Rajasthan Royals fell into with him. I think King Legend acts as the fail-safe as number 3. If he's fit, big questions over his fitness as well. Obviously missed the last kind of couple of test matches. Pooran's at the 4. Krunal Pandya is 5. Stoinis, Turner maybe, in at 6. And then I think Deepak Hooda, Bodoni are in kind of that bracket, right? They're kind of the impact sub kind of players, I think, in that 5, 6, 7. David Willey, I think, is probably going to get a run out in this team. And then you've got Shivan Mavi, Bishnoi, and then kind of Mohsin Khan or Yash Thakur. And the reason is, like, I just don't think they've got enough batting to not have David Willey play, which is a really shit position to be in, if I'm perfectly honest, because they've got a load of genuine 10 and 11 batsmen who aren't going to do it. And I just, even though they've got King Legend who bats for a little bit of time, etc., I think they probably need someone like that. And Willie's a good bowler, but again, decent, but not great.
So we know Shamar Joseph is the call.
But Shamar, like, I think he might, but you have no idea if he's going to be a good T20 player or not. I guess it's quite a big kind of risk in that space.
He might be able to bat.
I will want to watch that, though. I think this is like Luck now have to think about brand value for me. They've stunk the place out for 2 years. They've got a captain that is really boring.
It's not a way to ingratiate yourself as a new franchise, is it? Turn up and just serve the most mind-numbingly bad cricket.
They've got the bad Pandya. Like, they've got a guy who had the worst IPL season ever. They need some good PR, and I think that is playing Shamar Joseph all 14 matches to help the world find out whether he's good at T20 cricket.
And Naveen Ul Haq is good. I just think, like again, who do they not play? Like, Quinton de Kock has to play. Pooran has to play. There's two overseas spots kind of gone. Mm-hmm. Do they want to have Stoinis in that lineup? I think they probably need to have Stoinis in that lineup. Then you've only got one other overseas spot. And I think that I don't know how good Shamar Joseph is at kind of
nobody knows.
And you also shouldn't be picking a bowler for how good they are at the batting. But I just think in this case they've got no runs below kind of 7 at all. Mm-hmm. And if KL Rahul doesn't hit runs or Pooran doesn't hit runs, or they've still got some decent top order players, but it's just an abyss below it.
I think it's a long tail without David Woolley. Absolutely. I didn't have David Woolley in my 11, but I did note that it tails off very quickly at that point. But I should also say that I was 100% joking about Ashton Turner, by the way. 100% he's not playing.
That's not what I heard.
I couldn't even tell you what he looks like. That's how much I don't rate him.
They made the playoffs last year. There's obviously something there. Ross, I think your theory about them being quite having lots of 7 out of 10 cricketers that don't really set the pulse rating is probably true. That probably is why I don't think that they're amazing, that they're a Renault Espace or that car with three seats in the front that I don't remember the name of. I think that's about right. It'll get you where you need to go. I suppose if you've got one of those types of cars as well, you've got extra room for more slightly above average cricketers, which is what they're going for, isn't it? Like if you go for the Ferrari approach, you can really only fit two or three people in a Ferrari, maybe four at a push. You get loads of Pandias in an Espace.
I'll tell you what, this team could well have been a minibus. I could have just said they're the minibus. that would have been perfectly fine.
What do you reckon they'll do this year?
I think just from a bowling perspective, it just doesn't fill me with that much hope. If I'm perfect, Shamar Joseph has to come in and be unbelievably good. And like, there's all the possibility that might be true, but again, we're almost hoping that KL Rahul just tops his "I'm going to bat pretty much the full 20 overs." Like, it's going to be pretty awful to watch them. But again, I think they're in the hunting pack. I think they're probably number six, who's probably where I'd probably place them at the moment in my estimations. And I think that, it could, again, similar to Gujarat, I think, is the way you describe that. Wouldn't be surprised they make it to the playoffs. But actually, if they finish 10th or 9th or 10th, also wouldn't be that surprised. So it's, a bit of a middling team.
Cool. Anything else on Lucknow Supergiants before we wrap up this podcast?
No, I don't think so. I think just, let's hope that the pitch is better, because last year, like, it was truly, truly dreadful. And I really hope that Deepak Hooda averages more than 8 this year. That'd be nice.
The average first inning score in Akana last year was 148.
That's pretty bad, isn't it? Maybe that's why I don't like them, is that they were just playing somewhere where you can't really play cricket. And I don't, we'll probably get loads of comments being like, low scoring thrillers are fine. It's like, they're not though, are they? Come on, let's be honest. Nobody remembers the classic 147 plays 148 for 8. Like, really? People remember Rahul Tewatia hitting Sheldon Cotterill onto a motorway. That's what T20 cricket is all about. That's what the IPL is all about. So, yeah, hopefully they sort that out. And what more do you want?
if you just like a flat line in life, like, this is perfect. Like, Shivam Mavi, Krishnappa Gautam, Yash Dakur, Moisin Khan. Like, these are just literally just like so dreary as
they're the everyman team. Maybe that's what they are. They're India's team. They're the everyman.
Maybe
I'm trying to come up with something.
So which teams are we covering in part two?
We will be doing Royal Challengers Bangalore. We will be doing the Kolkata Knight Riders. We'll be doing the Chennai Super Kings. We'll be doing the Punjab Kings, the less good Kings. And, oh my goodness, this is a
mighty Delhi Capitals.
The Delhi Capitals, yeah, flipping heck.
Home of the Toilet Museum.
Delhi. And there's some good chat to be had on that. We've got Dhoni in Will It Be His Last Season. We've got Dave Warner at Delhi trying to steady a quickly sinking ship. Absolute lottery at Punjab Kings. No idea which direction that will go in. Absolutely tenth. No clue. Could be 10th. It could be first and the greatest season in cricket history. Kolkata Knight Riders, absolutely colossal news today. They lose Jason Roy. Massive win, and then they pick up Phil Salt, even bigger win, solves all their problems. They've shot up the power rankings just in that move. So that's absolutely colossal. RCB, they've got 4 players and they're paying them all £85 million each. And then, like, we were joking about the guy on Mumbai's bus who don't ever get a go on in the team. Those guys
are in a car. They're on a donkey on the way there. They are to the ground.
No, but the guys who are complete bus riders for Mumbai, they're playing number 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 and 11 for RCB. They're actually in the team. So that's absolutely wild. And then there's another one, isn't there? I can't remember who it is. You'll be good, though. Make sure you like and subscribe. It's going to be a lot of fun, as these previews always are. And yeah, make sure you stick with us through the tournament as well. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.